local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Joe and Austin with you here, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 262-6111. Had a busy hour number one. Got a chance to talk with Fox News' Brian Kilmeade, as he is going to be in Fairhope on Sunday for a book signing and discussion. That's at Page and Pallet. Sunday at 6 o'clock, you can buy tickets at his website, briankilmeade.com. So we talked to him in hour number one. Davis Wood, Escambia County Public Safety spokesman, about the Keep the Wreath Green campaign. That was in hour number one as well. Tanner Stewart with Channel 3. He's joining the program at 5:35. We'll talk about some of the bigger stories happening in our area this week, as well as get his thoughts on Florida State's chances to get into the college football playoff. So be interested to hear what he has to say on that. 5:15 here. We'll get a quick check of the roads and weather before moving on with our top three stories today.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So it's been there's been a lot going on the roads, but it's been pretty mild compared to what we've seen these past couple days. We do have congestion building up if you are on Pine Forest Road heading southbound just a little ways past I-10. That was giving us trouble in the last hour, and it has only worsened since then, so look out for that. Other than that, unless you're on at a busy intersection or maybe some splotchy congestion on West 9 Mile or maybe North Davis Highway, there shouldn't be anything that's going to hold you up too severely. Looking at Santa Rosa County and the Pace Milton areas, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to get into downtown Milton by coming over Blackwater River, that would be traveling westbound. Look out for a lot of congestion there. We typically have that this time of day.
All right. Thank you very much. Meteorologist Alan Strum with a look at the weekend weather forecast.
The rainy weather pattern continues right on into the weekend, and we've got a real high rain chance on Saturday. I think most of that heavy rain is going to fall Saturday morning, and maybe much of it very early Saturday morning. We could see a few inches of rain. So we're 90% on our Saturday rain chance. Sunday's rain chance is 50%. Highs this weekend will be at or above 70 degrees. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, taking a look at our top three stories today. New York Republican George Santos is no longer a member of Congress, as the House voted to expel him this morning. The vote was 311 to 114. More than 100 Republicans voted in favor of removing Santos. Not all of them, though, including our Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Since the beginning of this Congress, there's only two ways you get expelled. You get convicted of a crime, or you participated in the Civil War. Neither apply to George Santos.
Yeah, so Santos now the sixth lawmaker to ever be pushed out of the chamber. Gaetz saying his defense isn't necessarily for Santos as an individual, rather for the precedent that his colleagues were willing to shatter, in his words. The truce is over between Israel and Hamas. The Israeli military announced that it has resumed combat in the Gaza Strip, claiming that Hamas violated the truce and fired a rocket towards Israeli territory.
It began firing rockets before the pause had ended, and as I said, it reneged on the commitments it made in terms of releasing certain hostages.
That is Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Israeli airstrikes reported in Gaza City and drones reported over southern Gaza as well. Police on the scene of an incident where a protester reportedly set themselves on fire outside of the Israeli consulate in Atlanta. Officials say the protester suffered severe injuries and is in critical condition. A building security guard also suffering minor burns while attempting to stop it. Police described the incident as an extreme act of political protest. I would say so. Taking a look at some local headlines here today, Escambia Sheriff deputies say they're looking for a missing infant with a court order, 3-week old, Nyaria Robinson Smith, maybe with her mother Tiffany Lee Smith or her father David Cordell Robinson, and they may be in Florida, Georgia, or Alabama. On our Facebook page, we have shared pictures of all three. Anybody with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Also, officials in Santa Rosa County reportedly stepping in and stopping illegal land clearing at a subdivision in the Milton area this week. Here's our Steve Taylor reporting.
According to the PNJ, code enforcement officers posted a cease and desist order on Tuesday at the Monterey Shores subdivision. Officials say the landowner had crews clearing the land without a permit and didn't have the proper erosion control and may have committed wetland violations. The property is owned by Benjamin Joyner, who received two citations carrying fines of $400 and $850. The property reportedly sits next to a marshland which feeds waters that flow into Pensacola Bay. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
All right. Lastly, Austin, you are the News Radio 92.3 parade czar.
Yes.
And that you are in the know when it comes to our parades. So we have, I think, what, one that is in our area still scheduled for this weekend?
Well,
or
it's,
two,
it's
I think.
Funny you mentioned that. John at
Pickens,
our sister at our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, John Pickens walked in and told me the Milton Parade has been canceled.
All right.
And I spoke with Mel McRae. She confirmed that.
All right. Very good. So
if that's not the case, it ain't on me.
It is on you. So Milton, Gulf Breeze, and Navarre were the three that were going to be tomorrow. So those are all wiped out because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce also says that the lighted boat parade that was happening tomorrow night, that'll now take place next Saturday at 6:30 on December 9th. For now, the Surf and Santa Beach Parade is still set to take place Sunday at 2 p.m. So if you're in the mood to go to a couple parades, there's at least one you can go to out at the beach on Sunday afternoon. Of course, that is subject to change with the weather this weekend. 5:20 right now. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The Bible is truly the most amazing book ever written. Its words are not just inspirational, but are inspired by God. It's the only book that is completely error-free from cover to cover. The 66 books, the 1,189 chapters, are a love letter from God to you. The single storyline of redemption was penned by 40 different human authors, each one guided by the divine Holy Spirit. Joshua 1:8 encourages us to meditate on the Word of God day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to take time today to read your Bible.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive pain-relieving cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Tuesday at 10 when guest speakers from REAP Maxwell Respite Center will be on the show discussing programs for the homeless and how they're teaching self-sufficiency through life skills classes by using personalized case management. Learn how you can make a difference in the lives of the homeless and make a change on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Almost exactly 5:25 here, so perfect time for another traffic and weather update. Looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, once again, we're not seeing anything that's too insane right now. We are seeing some congestion at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, but it is not looking too bad at the moment. Also, the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road is starting to see some buildups. And the real bad one right now is Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling southbound a little ways past I-10, there's still some heavy congestion there that has actually worsened over time. So hopefully that won't be happening for much longer. But there is some good news to end this update on. As far as Caroline Street, traveling westbound over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton over in Santa Rosa County, while the congestion is still active, it is not nearly as bad as it was before.
All right, thank you very much.
High rain chances continue into the weekend. A shower or a storm could pop up really at about any time, though I think the most likely time for the heaviest rain is going to be on Saturday morning, and we're talking very early Saturday morning. We could see a few or maybe even several inches of rain this weekend. The rain chance drops a little Sunday, but it's still there. It's at 50%. High temps at or above 70, overnight lows in the 60s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
A cloudy 70 degrees right now, 66 overnight tonight. By the way, the text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 850-262-6111. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, the head of Florida's Republican Party is being accused of sexual assault. A complaint was filed last month against GOP Chairman Christian Ziegler, claiming the incident happened at the victim's home in Sarasota. Governor DeSantis has called on Ziegler to resign.
And a Florida man is in custody and accused of threatening to carry out a mass casualty event on Thursday at the Tesla factory in Austin, Texas. 29-year-old Paul Overeem of Orlando is charged with making a terroristic threat. Overeem, however you pronounce that, had reportedly threatened to shoot people during the long-awaited first public Cybertruck delivery.
Also, SpaceX preparing to launch an experimental spacecraft off the Space Coast next week. The company says its Falcon Heavy rocket will send a national security payload to the U.S. Space Force into orbit. The goal is to demonstrate technologies for a reusable and unmanned space platform.
and trial has started for the director and two recruiters of what federal investigators say was a bogus nursing school. The former director of the Palm Beach School of Nursing is charged with conspiracy and wire fraud. The recruiters allegedly conned students into paying for degrees without doing proper training.
National news today, retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor died at the age of 93. O'Connor's cause of death was related to complications from advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. She was the first woman to serve on the Supreme Court. She was appointed by Ronald Reagan back in 1981.
And a federal appeals court is rejecting Donald Trump's bid to dismiss civil lawsuits seeking to hold him accountable for the U.S. Capitol riot. The three-judge panel denied Trump's argument that he's immune to civil claims because he was president at the time. Trump is facing lawsuits from Democratic lawmakers and the U.S. Capitol police officers who say that Trump is responsible for the violence by his supporters.
Lawmakers pushing for an official federal holiday honoring Rosa Parks on December 1st. The anniversary of her arrest. She famously refused to move to the black section of a bus for a white man back in 1955. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus are marking the 68th anniversary of that day, saying a federal holiday would ensure her sacrifice goes down in history.
And a Montana judge is blocking the state's TikTok ban from going into effect next year. According to NBC News, a preliminary injunction was issued Thursday that says that the bill, quote, oversteps state power and infringes on the constitutional rights of users. Montana was the first state to issue a TikTok ban back in May.
In Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook School locked down today after a threat was made against their facility. The threat was made against the replacement building for the school where 20 children and six teachers were killed in a 2012
there you go. Just like he has to this point, Donald Trump will skip the next GOP presidential debate. It's happening next week in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Trump will instead be in Florida attending a fundraiser for his super PAC, MAGA Incorporated. There have been three GOP debates so far, with Trump still holding a big lead in all polls despite not participating once.
Big game tonight, college football.
The
Pac-12 championship, a de facto playoff quarterfinal, number 3 Washington and number 5 Oregon. 7 o'clock start time on ABC. Tomorrow, full rundown, you got Texas, Oklahoma State at 11, Georgia, Alabama in the SEC title game at 3, then 2 at night, FSU, Louisville at 7, Michigan and Iowa at 7 o'clock as well. NFL, 49ers, Eagles could be the game of the year. That one's on Fox 325 there. Other notable games include the Texans and Broncos, Rams, Browns, and the Lions, Saints, and Jets, Falcons as well. Tanner Stewart coming up after the Fox News update.
John Saucier, Senator Bernie Sanders criticizing Israel for resuming airstrikes in Gaza after the end of a ceasefire for hostage deal. Danny Dannon, a member of Israel's parliament, reacting to those comments on the Fox News channel.
With all due respect to Bernie Sanders, we are going all the way against Hamas, the same way that the U.S. fought against Al-Qaeda, against ISIS. We are determined to fight evil and to defeat evil, with or without Bernie Sanders.
The Biden administration is telling Israel they need to adhere to the rules of war. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, says Israel has agreed to do more to try and protect civilians in Gaza. The House voting to expel New York Republican George Santos over charges of fraud related to his campaign to become a congressman. House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing the vote this morning.
The clerk will notify the governor of the state of New York of the action of the House.
He's the sixth person expelled from the House, first Republican. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Barring a jump tomorrow, the average price of a gallon of gas will have declined for an 11th straight week. Gas Buddy says that as of this morning, the average price nationally stood at $3.24, down nearly 20 cents from 1 month ago. It is below $3 in several southern and midwestern states. But in the wake of OPEC and its allies this week agreeing to extend production cuts into the 2024 first quarter, Gas Buddy says it's unlikely pump prices will fall much further, but they won't suddenly soar either. Stocks powered higher in December's first trading day. The Dow Jones Industrials jumped 294 points. The S&P rose 26. Both indexes earning fresh 2023 highs. Okay, music fans, what was the best album of 2023? That is quite subjective, of course, but according to Rolling Stone, it's the album SOS by SZA, an LP that spent 10 weeks atop the album charts this year, earned the singer-songwriter 9 Grammy nominations. Also in the top 5 albums from Boy Genius, Tainy, Lil Yachty, and Olivia Rodrigo. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Sports Illustrated named Deion Sanders the 2023 Sports Person of the Year. Don't get me wrong, I love Coach Prime, but how can a coach who went 1-8 down the stretch be the Sports Person of the Year? My only question is, did actual people vote on this award, or did Sports Illustrated have AI-generated voters? Because it seems like the latter can be the only justification for Coach Prime getting this accolade. I'm Zach Gelb.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we had the Friday Transgressors Memorial Service where we talked about things getting canceled this week. Also had a good recap of the debate last night between Governor DeSantis and Governor Newsom. But I'll tell you the thing that if you happen to miss it, I'd love you to go check out. Had a really interesting wrap with Craig Hinesman and Joy Tsuboka talking about book bans and level of access to adult information for children on the wrap. Check that out at the podcast page, newsradio923.com.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. T-A-N-N-E-R. Ah, yes, Tanner, it is Tanner, that Tanner, time of the week. Tanner. Always love checking in with Tanner on a Friday. We'll do that here in just a matter of moments. First, a check of the roads and weather. How's it looking out there, Austin?
Sorry about that. I had my volume down. Thank you, sir. So, we are looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and we'll keep it brief. There's only a few big talking points right now. In Santa Rosa County, we do have some buildups on Caroline Street where you meet West Spencer Field Road. There's some severe backups there, maybe an accident that has taken place. As for Escambia County, West 9 Mile Road, around where Chisholm Road is and Jernigan Road, there's some issues there. And lastly, this one's been giving us some trouble. In front of Five Flags Speedway, of course, it's Snowball Derby weekend. There's a lot going on there currently. Mm-hmm. We're still dealing with some congestion on Pine Forest Road heading southbound right in front of that.
All right. Thank you very much. Meteorologist Alan Strum with the weekend weather outlook.
High rain chances continue into the weekend. A shower or a storm could pop up really at about any time, though I think the most likely time for the heaviest rain is going to be on Saturday morning, and we're talking very early Saturday morning. We could see a few or maybe even several inches of rain this weekend. The rain chance drops a little Sunday, but it's still there. It's at 50%. High temps at or above 70, overnight lows in the 60s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yep, right now 70 degrees, overnight low tonight 66, and plenty of showers all weekend long. 73 the high tomorrow, 71 on Sunday, and then clearing out into early next week. 538 here at News Radio 92.3. We'll go to the phone, bring on our good friend Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. Tanner, I trust that the Thanksgiving weekend went well.
What a success it was, Joe, and now onward we are to Christmas. It doesn't seem like you have any minute to really reminisce on the Thanksgiving, but, hey, we're in the holiday season, ready for Christmas.
Absolutely. Tanner, I want to ask you a couple things. There was a couple of big stories here that came out this week. Number one, it was initially your reporting that kind of led to the investigation on the Pine Forest cheerleading alleged misuse of funds. So got a little bit, I wouldn't call it a resolution, but definitely a big update on that situation this week.
It definitely was, Joe. And we've been, I can't say waiting on this to happen, but certainly anticipating some news to come of this. We knew there was an active investigation. The sheriff's office confirmed that. The school district, they didn't deny that. And we're waiting to hear now from Superintendent Keith Leonard on how exactly they break down that process. Superintendent and I are just looking to set up that interview, hopefully sometime in the next week or so. But just to go back to that story, you know, we had first been told by a parent that the coaches abruptly resigned, and they weren't really sure why. And that is sort of what led to our story, going to the sheriff's office and finding out there was an active investigation. So as it turns out right now, only one, the assistant cheer coach for the varsity team, she is facing charges for the misappropriation of funds, several other fraud-related charges, and it all amounts to close to, I think, you know, several thousand dollars. So I don't know the exact amount off the top of my head, but with all of that said, in the arrest report, there is still a few thousand dollars that the sheriff's office was unable to come up with through this investigation. So somewhere out there, there is money missing. Where that money is, who knows, Joe, but they were able to track down several thousand dollars that was given by cheer parents to this assistant coach through her Cash App. She had told the sheriff's office that she wasn't sure how to access that and get it in because of a broken phone or something or the other. Sheriff's office was able to get in that, Joe. It's a story that could be continuing to unwind, but time will tell.
The other story that you did that I think is really interesting, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens here in the next few weeks, is with the Escambia Children's Trust. And going back to right around this time a year ago, I remember that they had done particular scoring on some organizations that were looking to get funding, and they actually kind of went back to the drawing board because there was a lot of concerns that, hey, whether that the organizations were even serving Escambia or Santa Rosa County kids. And also there was a sense that this was kind of the same old of if you know somebody, if you know, the kind of good old boy network or whatever. So they went back and they did their rescoring and then they moved on. Well, here we are a year later And there are 19 organizations that are wanting those funds renewed. And we had Commissioner and Board Member Lumen May specify and bring to light that, hey, there's at least one organization out there, and I'm not sure who that is, that the funds that they are being given are being spent overwhelmingly on salaries and not at all directly related to children and what the fund was designed for. And I remember when this was voted on, and you know, there was a lot of people that kind of saw this potential for a situation where you could have a fund that is taxpayer dollars that's set up and organizations are misusing it or not being good stewards. I think that was what Commissioner May said. So they're meeting again in a couple of weeks. So where do you see this headed?
Well, I think, you know, the gist of it, again, like you said, is that potentially these 19 organizations, maybe not all of them, weren't necessarily the best stewards of it. You mentioned the high salaries, Joe, with one organization. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it is more than one organization that they questioned the amounts that these executives were essentially awarding themselves through these grants. And it's not that the commission didn't want them to have salaries. The problem comes in where the salaries way exceed the amount of money that is going into the resources for these children. So what's going to happen in a couple of weeks? They're expected to make a final vote. You have some pretty significant community members in terms of their connections with education and children. You have Superintendent Keith Leonard with Escambia County Schools is on that board. And he made it very clear. He's going to consider his options very heavily over the next couple of weeks in which direction he votes, because like we're talking about these salaries, he wants to see more money, more resources going to the children. Again, they're not trying to deprive anyone of a salary, but as he mentioned, you're promising to help some hundreds, in some cases thousands of kids, and at the end, you're reporting only helping dozens of kids. That's kind of where the funding comes in. So a learning lesson, how we chalked it up on WEAR earlier this week, and you can only hope this board will maybe learn from some of the actions and maybe change things up, but 2 weeks, we'll see, Joe.
Yeah, and the other element to this, for further context, is that the Escambia Children's Trust currently does not have an executive director, because whoever it was before, they resigned, and they said, like, look, this is so political, and I want nothing to do with this. So that is going on as this this board is meeting here in a couple of weeks. All right, Tanner, so what are we thinking here? Because the College Football Playoff Committee has Florida State at number four here, and I'm looking at my phone. I'm seeing all these status updates. I mean, are we just doing 2014 Ohio State all over again, where you're just going to run roughshod on the college football elite with a third-string quarterback?
I'd be fine with that, Joe. Cardale Jones, a hero to all college football fans out there who are believers in the underdog. I think it's going to happen with the Noles. Sure, I'm biased. I'm a big fan. But I feel good about it. And I'm going to go back to this. There's a lot of pressure and hype on the Jordan Travis injury. It stinks. It's not good any direction you look at it. But for those that don't maybe follow FSU weekly, this is a coach that is built for success, I think, and manages his team to win no matter who it is on the field, no matter what position it is. So with that said, Jordan Travis is out, yes, but I'm confident that Florida State's a whole team, Joe. And I like the backups, too. You have to question that, obviously. They don't have the reps that Travis does. They're not the same quarterback. But it's my opinion, this is a whole team here. I think Florida State's the best second-half team in the country, if you ask me. They faced some adversity, maybe some closer games than they should have had. But I feel good about it, Joe. Got to get to the ACC championship. Maybe Iowa will knock off the Wolverines. And I'm not even going to comment on the SEC championship. My wife's in the other room, and we're going to wait and see what happens with that one. I'm excited.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Of course, you got a de facto playoff quarterfinal tonight with Washington and Oregon as well. Last question, I'll get you out of here on this. This is actually coming from a listener. The conversation that we had a couple weeks ago about Christmas movies, they want to know from the definitive movie guru here in the city of Pensacola, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Whoever asked that question, Joe, is going to be severely disappointed in my answer that I have seen many parts of Die Hard, never once sat down and watched the whole thing. Is it a Christmas movie to me? Not necessarily. But look, I can be swayed. And I tell you what, before we talk again, I'm going to try to watch Die Hard, and I'll give you my real answer because I'm leaning toward yes. I know that people argue it's not, but it's around Christmas time. Good enough for me. It's a Wonderful Life's another one. I mentioned that's my favorite. You could watch that movie all year long. What people don't realize with that being such a Christmas movie, only the last like 5 minutes of that movie actually takes place during Christmas. So
yeah,
let me get back to you.
You know, I've had that discussion with my wife about Meet Me in St. Louis because she is convinced that it is not a Christmas movie because you know, it kind of takes place over the course of a year. And then, you know, this was definitely last year, but it comes on AMC. And you know how, like, they have, like, the AMC host that does, like, the little 2-minute preview of whatever. And AMC is calling it a Christmas movie. So I'm gonna just throw my weight around a bit and say, no, It's a Wonderful Life is definitely a Christmas movie. You can't tell me that. Whatever time it happens, no, it's definitely a Christmas movie. The end scene alone makes it such.
The Stewart household appreciates you for that. Now, I'll leave you with this, Joe. We were talking about football. For the last 12 months, I've had my sights set on going to Charlotte this weekend for the ACC Championship.
Okay.
And of all places, I'm getting on a plane in a few hours to go to Las Vegas, and I'm not even going to make it in time for the Pac-12 Championship tonight. So,
oh, wow.
We'll see what happens, but I hopefully be in front of a 200-inch TV tomorrow or bigger somewhere and catch all the action.
All right. Well, we hope that you make it back here. We hope that you know you're alive this time next week. So we'll check on that, and you know if anything happens, you know we'll send out the authorities to see if we can track you down. So.
You got it, pal. Thank you.
All right, Tanner. We'll have fun in Vegas. That's in itself a pretty big deal there. All right. We'll talk to you next week, Tanner.
Thanks, Joe. Good to talk to you.
All right. Good stuff there from Tanner Stewart. Yeah. Wow. Going to Vegas. Mm-hmm. I like that. I probably should have told him a few weeks ago that it was my birthday this weekend because maybe would have been able to secure an invite to the Vegas weekend, but that's fun. 5:50, we'll take our final break this hour back with some of the lighter stuff happening in the world today. Pensacola right now.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Less than legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw. For the fitness enthusiast on your list, your first stop should be Running Wild. Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. Sometimes that perfect gift is a gift certificate. Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. The experts at Running Wild are ready to help you find the perfect gift with locations in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow them on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little over a minute before 5:55, so we'll get this traffic and weather update out of the way just a teeny tiny bit early. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there hasn't been a ton to report on, but we do have a few blockades going on right now, figuratively, not literally from what I know of. If you are traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, we've been dealing with a lot of congestion in that area just in front of Five Flags Speedway. Of course, it's an eventful weekend for Five Flags, and they've already gotten started, so that could most likely play a big role in a lot of that. On 9 Mile Road, if you are traveling westbound towards Fox Run Road, excuse me, we've had some congestion building up there. It seems like it has lessened some, but it is still very much prevalent. And in Santa Rosa County, on Caroline Street, going both directions towards West Spencer Field Road, we have an accident that was reported there earlier, and it is causing a ton of congestion. Once again, going both ways there on Caroline Street.
All right. Thank you so much. Taking a look at the weekend weather forecast. Right now we're at 70 degrees, 66 for the overnight low tonight. Showers, and according to Alan, the heaviest rain that we could potentially see all weekend is likely coming overnight tonight. 73 the high tomorrow, more showers, cloudy skies, 90% chance of showers on Sunday night, and then mostly cloudy skies on Sunday, some showers still lingering around and then clearing out for early next week. We'll have a bit of a cool down towards the middle to end of next week. But for now, temperatures in the 70s for the weekend. Taking a look at some pop culture notes and some wacky stories here. So the Golden Bachelor made his choice last night. If you are following the Golden Bachelor and if you have not seen the episode yet, I will give you 60 seconds here. You want just lower the volume. We'll take 60 seconds, and then you can turn it back up, and then we will have moved on. All right, ready? Go. All right. So here was how it sounded when Gary made his engagement proposal.
I came to the realization that...
Don't cry this time, Austin.
You're not the person for me to live with. You're the person that I can't live without.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
What is so funny, Austin? What's the deal with you?
The fact that people cry at that. I think that's pretty rough.
Yeah, I know. It's... You can. It's so easy to tell when things are manufactured, and that is. But anyway, Gary ended up getting engaged to Teresa, which is kind of who I pegged not the first episode, but one of the first episodes. I was like, I think there's something there. So they'll get married January 4th during a televised ceremony on ABC. So, Austin, set your DVR accordingly.
I will be sure to.
Having smart appliances is all the rage, even for stuff that definitely doesn't need to be smart, such as a toilet. Sometimes there are downsides. Case in point, a guy in China had his smart toilet burst into flames while he was using it.
What?
He first smelled smoke and then saw plumes of white smoke billowing from under him. And that's when he got off. Just before he could get his pants pulled up, the toilet exploded and started burning. Thankfully, he wasn't hurt. He thinks it was sparked by a short circuit. So,
amazing.
There you go.
Yes. And there's a Leaning Tower in Italy that's at risk of collapse.
Uh-oh.
But don't worry, it's not that well-known one, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. This one is in, how do you say this? Bologna?
Bologna?
Yeah, I didn't want to say Bologna. I'd have gotten clowned for that one for sure. It has stood for 1,000 years. The city is putting in place a civil protection plan that calls for a protective cordon to go up that will contain debris resulting from a possible collapse. Oh. The tower has been an iconic part of the Bologna skyline since the 12th century.
Yeah. What's with Italy and Leaning Towers?
I don't know.
I don't know what the deal is.
The trend ain't catching on.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Good news. A beloved 95-year-old University of Hawaii cafeteria worker who gained a reputation as a bit of a matchmaker is retiring. Eloise Luzader says that she'll miss the students and that they keep her young and happy. She's been the head cashier at Gateway House Cafe for just under 30 years. Luzader also said that she has a knack for being able to tell what students would make good couples. In fact, three of her matches ended up getting married. So very
that?
Cool. Happy retirement to Eloise.
And a Florida baby has been adopted after she was discovered just 10 months ago in the woods. The baby girl was abandoned about an hour after she was born. And when she was found, she was wrapped in a blanket with the umbilical cord and placenta both still attached. She was found and taken to a nearby hospital, and she now has her forever home.
Yeah, that's awesome. Saw the news conference there that the Polk County Sheriff did on that today. That's awesome. That'll do it for hour number two. Still one more hour to go. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up, and then we're back. If you missed the interview at 4:10 with Brian Kilmeade, he's doing a book signing in Fairhope on Sunday. We will carry that again at 6:35. So if you missed that, want to catch that, 6:35, we will replay that interview with Brian Kilmeade. Again, doing a book signing in Fairhope at the Page and Palette. Did a book on Teddy Roosevelt and Booker T. Washington and the friendship that they had. Pretty interesting stuff.